I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the things I didn't tell you, Barrett got a phone while you were off in Jamaica.
Yep.
And, you know, my mother-in-law passed away, and Landa's mom said before she passed, she said to Barrett, I have this phone. It's going to be around. It's relatively new. And when you get a phone, when mom and dad say it's okay, you can have my phone. Mm-hmm. And so his Apple Watch kind of, you know, it's mm-hmm. not working as well anymore. And so we finally told him last week that he could have the phone.
Sure.
And but there were some caveats there.
Okay, give it to me.
No social media. Period, point blank, end of story. And the one that really what he was upset about was Snapchat. Because yep. a lot of his friends talk on Snapchat.
That's where everybody talks.
They take a stupid picture up their nose and then they send it to one another and it disappears. They do a lot of that.
Well, but the reason that it's so appealing is because everything disappears as soon as you send it. That is why it's appealing. It's
but it doesn't. People can screen grab it, right?
Yeah, but it alerts you
yes,
if someone
but then you know that it's been
picture.
Screen grabbed and you know someone's a snitch.
Because I've gotten caught doing that before.
Hmm. Okay.
You just screen grab my picture and I was like, whoop.
Yep.
Didn't know that happened.
Okay, but then
why,
what?
But that's
then
why
what?
Snapchat is so important.
Yeah, but yes, I did. I screen grabbed your picture. Now what? Here we are.
Well, no, then you look like a creep.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Is basically what I'm saying. If you're a girl and somebody you post a picture and somebody screen grabs it,
yeah. mm-hmm.
then you know they're a creep, is
mm-hmm.
what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why it's so attractive to
And he has
people.
To pay for it every month.
With what? He got a job?
He's got it. He got a job this summer.
Doing what?
He's babysitting. He's babysitting. Yep.
And what is the fee for an iPhone rental in the
Taker household? $35 a month.
All right.
Yep. $35 a month. He's got to pay for it.
Will there be like grade restrictions and stuff when school starts? Like if he's not doing well, you'll take it away as well?
I mean,
we all know how quickly you take his stuff away.
So that is something when Atlanta and I talked about. I was like, this can't be a situation where we're taking it away all the time. Like we're giving it to him. We have to try and
Good
manage that a little bit.
It's not the PS5.
So, look at you guys with your growth.
But he has lost it once already.
There it is.
He hasn't had it a week.
Susan is from Seabrook.
The kid needs to brush his teeth, Kennedy.
I cannot.
You go, yeah. What were you saying now about kids there?
Well, I was going to say I'm proud of you for holding out. My kids didn't get their phones until they were at the end of eighth grade. It saved a whole lot of middle school drama.
Mm. Yeah. How old are they now, though?
And... my daughter's 26. My son is 21.
I think that's a little bit easier to do then than it is now because whether it's right or wrong, kids are getting phones at 10 years old now.
Right. And it causes so much drama and they're able to be so sneaky. And I think as parents, we don't have the technological skills to keep up with what they're able to do on the phone. But my heart goes out to you because when a teenager calls you, something because usually they text like they're paying by the letter.
Yeah, when I got the call last night, you're right. The phone rang and I looked over and I saw Barrett's face, I was like, something's wrong. Because he knew it's 9 o'clock at night. Thankfully, it was not. He was just checking in to say goodnight.
Oh, I don't think he knows what time it is or cares at all.
Thank you, Susan.
Camp is like the Bermuda Triangle.
He's just a sweet kid who loves you. He's a good boy.
Cheryl from Nashua, you have a couple of apps that I should check
Ooh.
Out.
Yeah, I have three teenage boys, so we do a Life 360, which is free.
So I had never heard of that until Life 360.
Yeah.
I had not heard of it until the Karen Reed trial, because there was a lot of talk of the Life 360.
Oh, yeah. I didn't hear of it. Our boys were on a trip once, and my friend had it. She was tracking them in D.C. I'm like, you're stalking your kid? And then I was like,
yeah,
that's a great idea. And we got that, and it's awesome. You can see where they are, and as long as like, but if their battery dies, you can't see them, and if they find out how to like,
you can
turn
see
off
how
the
fast they're going in a car.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes, you can see where they're walking.
Immediately.
If they're walking up to a bike.
That's crazy.
Download immediately.
All right, what other ones you got?
Yeah, it's free. And then we haven't done it yet, but I've looked into it, and I'm going to do it. I heard a lot of people talk about Bark, but that's like I think you pay for that one. I don't know how much it is, but that.
Bark?
Alert you to what? Yeah, Bark.
Okay.
It'll alert you like if they're being bullied, cyberbullied, what they're looking at online, up through the phone, stuff like that.
That's a whole other thing. Kids are mean to each other on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it'll let you know if they're being cyberbullied or if anything comes up in their text messages and stuff like that.
You're good at this. I would not want to be your kid.
I feel bad for her grocery bill with three teenage boys in the house.
Lori is from the North Shore. What were you saying about being 14 and having a phone?
What I was saying is that you can, through your own account, you can go online when you're checking your bill, and you can find out who your child has, what phone numbers your child has been calling and texting. If you want to see, you can also block phone numbers if you wanted to block somebody.
And if you're taking his phone every night, you can look at it and see what he's done.
Yeah. Yeah, we have to know the password. He's not allowed to put a password on that we don't know.
There's so many ways to hide stuff.
See, if he's smart, he's deleting all the stuff before he hands it over.
But I also think he's just a really good kid. Do you know what I mean? At the end of the day, he is a really good kid.
Yeah.
He really is.
I'm projecting. What I would have done.
Aaron the trash guy is here this morning.
What's up? What's up?
Hey, buddy.
I thought you only came around on Fridays to ruin my life.
Dude, I'm just trying to help you on a Wednesday. That's all.
What do you got?
So a big thing is, too, like, I like the idea about keeping the phone outside his room at night. But another thing I did with my son was he knew that I knew his password and I could check it whenever I wanted, just for the more of just the monitor. Because kids suck these days, so
he's not wrong.
You know, so it keeps him out of trouble knowing that I could check it at any time. So might not be a bad idea.
I like it.
I like that. Wow, Aaron, the trash guy, being helpful and kind.
Yeah, it's a Wednesday. Relax, Friday's coming.
There it is. There's
That's
our guy.
Guy. Love it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.